Katie was wondering about the role of Pope Francis and the Vatican in the Cuba deal. We'll have more on that later on The World. Now, one country that's been paying especially close attention to Washington's rapprochement with Havana is Iran. Hey, a country at loggerheads with the U.S. for decades suddenly comes to an agreement to put the past behind. Yeah, you bet many Iranians are watching closely. And many in Iran and abroad are feeling some envy.
This person said, what if one day Obama just came and quickly announced the news like today, but the news would be that the U.S. embassy is opening in Tehran?
That's Iranian journalist Nigar Mortazavi. She's based in New York. Mortazavi says many Iranians welcomed Washington's overture to Cuba on social media.
It's just good news, and it creates hope for other countries, not so many of them, who are in the same situation with the U.S.
Like Iran. So what kind of hope were you seeing reflected on social media yesterday from people who tweet out of Iran and Iranians around the world?
First of all, it's very interesting that a lot of Iranians have been commenting on this because you don't meet many Iranians who have been to Cuba just because of the distance and all the obstacles that have been created. Iranians don't see Cuba in films so much. They don't know much about Cuba. They've never been to Cuba. They haven't really met people from Cuba, but a lot of people were just really connecting to the situation and to the joy that was probably coming out of Havana. We heard church bells ringing in Havana. We heard people chanting Viva Obama and things like that. And I feel like people were giving out this sentiment that a similar situation would happen in Tehran for sure if the same thing happens. And I saw a lot of Iranians taking to Twitter and other social media networks to comment on this. I saw some sarcasm, I saw some hope, I saw some envy, and also some, I would say, disappointment or negativity that a lot of people were saying, well, this happened to Cuba, but it might not happen to Iran sometime soon.
And why do they think it's not going to happen to Iran?
One person put it very briefly. They said the issue between U.S. and Cuba had a lot to do with the Cold War era, which is now over. So it's a little bit irrelevant and it's too old to go on. But the issue with Iran has to do with Israel, has to do with Arab countries. And this person was saying that it's an ongoing issue still. So they were thinking that not a similar situation would happen to Iran soon, especially as far as a U.S. embassy reopening in Havana, which I saw a lot of people commenting on that as like a wishful thinking for Tehran, but it probably won't happen anytime soon.
Both countries, Iran and Cuba, in Washington had a special interest section, not an embassy. So that's a big sign of something changing if that changes.
Exactly. I had this other Iranian political science student commenting. He put it in a very interesting perspective. He said if the U.S. was willing to step down of its ivory tower before a small nation, a small island nation with a population of a few million, then surely you can start a new chapter with a regional powerhouse being Iran, with a population of 80 million and considerable economy in the world. But overall, I think I can put it this way, that Iranians were happy. Iranians were mostly positive about it. And it injected new hope in the Iranian viewpoint of the future between Iran and U.S.
Iran, like Cuba, it's interesting. I have both had close ties with the U.S. at certain points in time. Do you see some similarities? And do Iranians kind of feel nostalgic for that time and see this Cuba moment as reflective of that?
The ongoing sanctions is what makes them very similar, Iran and Cuba. And I saw a lot of people commenting on sanctions because that's something that President Obama commented about, that the sanctions were not working and were not effective. So I saw a lot of Iranians commenting on how sanctions they don't think is working for Iran and referring to the time before sanctions.
So do you think this is a generational thing?
I think so, because most Iranians were not, that I know, that are active on social media and are young and part of the economy today, were not even born when the U.S. and Iran tensions started. And they don't even remember the time before U.S. and Iran broke ties. So a lot of people, all they've seen, all we have seen, my generation in our lifetime, is just having no relations with the U.S. and the repercussions that has had on the country and on the people. And that's why I think a lot of people are focusing on today and what needs to happen in the future and how it would be different.
Iranian journalist Nigar Mortazavi in New York. Good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.
By the way, you can read some of those tweets from Iranians yearning for warmer relations with the U.S. at PRI.org.